Good morning, and welcome back to your morning conversation here on KXCV KRNW. I'm Jeremy Werner. This week, we are talking with candidates for State Senate District 12 in Missouri. Today, we talk with Democratic candidate Michael Baumley. Michael, first question, go ahead and tell us a little bit about yourself and what has led you to run for State Senate District 12.
I grew up on a farm just 8 miles west of town. I'm pretty much used to the rural lifestyle for most of my life. Over the years, I've got an interest in the whole computer science field, and about 20 years ago, kind of took a dive off into that. I've worked at a local factory for the last 20 years. The reason why I'm actually running, though, is I've noticed that a lot of my friends in this area would move away, as well as several other people. I've kind of watched as these surrounding towns have kind of shrunk, and haven't really seen a lot of motive to actually kind of help boost or grow them. And I was kind of looking into solutions as to why and how we could do that at the state level.
So in my viewpoint, education appears to be the biggest issue in the Northwest Missouri region. Recently, the State Department of Education stated that the number of vacant positions or those held by unqualified individuals is more than 3,500 in the state. That is a huge concern amongst people in this area, as well as the low pay and retention of teachers. And, you know, some are even concerned about how several school districts and even a few in our listening area are switching to 4-day work weeks. So overall, what are your positions and ideas for education in Missouri?
There's two sides of this. And one that I can do from the state legislature side is definitely reduce that teacher pay gap. That's part of how we see respect. You understand how much you're respected by your workplace, by how much you're paid. That's one value. That's you know, the capitalist value we place on people. The second is we also need to work on parent-teacher relationships and kind of establish that. And I think that's more of a society thing that I will not really be able to address, although we could probably look at facilitating some programs to kind of bring that forward and try and create relational software in these rural communities to help them establish and communicate. But that also ties back to we have to expand broadband to these rural communities so they have access to all the resources they need.
So another big issue I've seen various discussions on in our area that also has kind of several multifaceted problems is farming. I've seen people talk about mental health concerns for farmers, as well as concerns about how much of our farmland in the state is foreign owned. What are the issues you see with farming, and what are your solutions?
Well, there's a couple of things that we can do there, and unfortunately it doesn't always work the way it is. But I'm also looking at this from the environmental standpoint and how that impacts agricultural communities as well. That's one of the things that I was looking at the other day was just the cost of trying to maintain water supplies agricultural runoff. However, I do believe there needs to be more scrutiny over the land sales that we have and also some regulations on larger hog operations for any sort of pollutants that might run off into, I said a hog, but I mean CAFO in general. Larger pollutants, runoff, things like that that impact our local communities and actually drive away people that want to settle down in these rural areas.
So my next question is a little bit Maryville-centric, but it does have a huge impact and is being discussed outside the area. But throughout the year, people have been watching the Northwest Missouri State University Board of Regents and have not liked how they've been handling things, specifically with former Northwest President Dr. Jasinski. I won't go into all the discussions and rumors that are kind of swirling about around this, but I'm curious about your position, and I'm curious about your position on this because when I look at former state senators who have handled this, specifically former Senator Brad Lager, when he was in the District 12 senator seat, he had sway when it came to the process of picking regents, whether it was denying or approving people. And several times he talked about looking into the qualifications that is needed to be a regent. And so while a lot of people will say it is up to the governor. It does appear that the state senator position does have some sway over this. So my question is, there's a few regents who are going to be at the end of their term this upcoming winter. And as a state senator, would you look to shake things up on the board or keep it as status quo?
I would do what I could to encourage more transparency. I think the biggest thing that kind of the biggest frustration that many people had was the simple lack of transparency in this decision. It just kind of came out of nowhere. It did, but it didn't. There was some information earlier that this was going to be Dr. Jasinski's last term, but there wasn't a lot as to why or the understanding, especially considering Jasinski's performance in this university with the record amount of growth over the years.
So one of the biggest issues, at least since this past summer, is abortion, and that's because of the overturning of Roe v. Wade. A lot of federal makers in D.C. say, well, you know, it's no longer up to the federal government. It's now a state issue. So my question is about your stance on abortion as well as what you think about Missouri's current abortion laws.
I am dead set against the current trigger law that kicked into place. I am fully behind repealing it, if at all possible. I'm willing to negotiate, but I do think that a woman's right to choose should be a decision that's made between her and her doctor. And I think outside parties really shouldn't be involved in that process. And I know that's kind of a frustrating angle to take, but that's how I see it.
Voter petition initiatives have taken the spotlight in Missouri over the past several years, mainly because of the issues that are voted on, but also because lawmakers in Jefferson City seem to discuss how to change the voter petition initiatives. And it's also upset a lot of people who are for these. So I'm curious where you stand on the issue.
Well, one of the things that I would like to encourage is voter participation as much as possible. And having that threshold where it is does encourage ballot issues, which encourages more people to go to the polls. I'm a big supporter of it, and I hope it continues to stay as an easy-to-access avenue to get ballots and get the people to have more of a say as to the legislation of our state.
All right. Well, those are all the questions I have. Is there anything else you'd like to add or talk about?
Yeah. One of the ones that I like to make a big kind of awareness of is, and this is one of those things that I think would help our agricultural community, is a right to repair. Basically, it's a law that restricts or increases access, kind of forces the hand of our larger corporations to give access to the tools, drawings, and source code even of some of our agricultural implements. As we get to the higher dollar equipment, it becomes more and more locked off from our farmers to get access to and the ability to repair our particular large agricultural machinery. One of the reasons why I kind of want to leverage this is I want to give small communities access to make the repairs they need so they're not waiting on a however many $1,000 technician to come and repair a combine when you have a very short harvest season.
All right, Michael, thank you for coming on this morning. Once again, that was Democratic candidate Michael Baumley for State Senate District 12 in Missouri. I'm Jeremy Werner, and this has been your morning conversation right here on KXCV KRNW.